Tuesday's record-setting pace came on the second straight day of sharply lower oil prices. Alec Young is an equity market strategist at the investment rating firm Standard & Poor's.
After peaking in July at $78 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate crude oil is currently trading at $59 a barrel, down about 25%. And we think one of the big drivers of that is an anticipation of slower growth, not only in the U.S., but globally.
And that's helping to ease inflation concerns among investors. It's also putting more cash back into consumers' pockets.
It's actually going to be helping me with my holiday spending because I've actually started looking into holiday spending.
Overall, Young says the economic picture looks favorable.
We have more benign inflation outlook. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to be done raising rates now, and people are looking ahead to possible easing of interest rates. So that tends to be better for the economy, help the economy continue to grow, albeit at a slower pace.
It's taken more than 6 years for the Dow Industrial Index to make it back into record territory. Hugh Johnson, the chief investment officer at Johnson Illington Advisors, says that's how long it's taken to absorb the shocks of September 11th, the war in Iraq, the collapse of the dot-com bubble, and a string of corporate scandals that drove many investors away.
Once you kill off confidence, it takes a long time to rebuild that confidence.
Johnson says earlier fears that high energy prices and rising interest rates might push the economy into recession have given way to optimism that the current economic slowdown will be mild.
No hard landing or recession. That's what the Federal Reserve wants. That's what investors want. And I think that's as much a reason as any is that the market is going higher and we're setting this new high.
Although the gains provide a psychological boost, analysts say the index of major stocks is a narrow gauge of the stock market. Some investors warn that it's still unclear which direction the U.S. economy is headed. Millar Sega, VOA News.